This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your publicationship professionals on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. We have learned to spot a publicationship, to sniff one out from a mile away. What is a publicationship, Bradley?
A relationship or publicity.
And we received a request, or a question, I should say, from an esteemed listener to the Colleen and Bradley Show. And I want to just say, give a shout out to Megan, who posted, or replied rather, to an E! News headline, Rebel Wilson and her new boyfriend, Jacob Bush, made it official with a red carpet debut, and we are heart eyes emoji. And Megan said, Colleen and Bradley calling Team Cobra. Is this a publicationship? He looks like a mannequin. we are going to do the work. We are going to go through the steps to try to figure out, with what we know right now, if Rebel Wilson is in a publicationship with a young, handsome man by the name of Jacob Bush.
Okay.
Here's what we know. She first debuted a picture with him on her Instagram the other day with a picture of her and Helen Mirren and Kate Beckinsale and him getting on a helicopter. They were in Monaco to attend Prince Albert's Planetary Health Gala on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. So on Thursday, then, that's yesterday, she then made her first red carpet appearance since, and this is according to People Magazine, since embarking on her weight loss journey, and he was by her side.
Okay.
People reports that they were introduced by a friend last year and fostered a romance while she was in Australia and Bush stayed in L.A. during the quarantine period.
Okay.
But they got serious after Rebel Wilson returned stateside and reunited with him in California. They are, quote, according to a source, officially boyfriend and girlfriend. He's a gentleman. He has a very old school manners and he treats her well. He's also very health conscious and they've been motivating each other with their health journeys.
He's very rich too.
He's incredibly rich. His family founded the brewing company Anheuser-Busch.
Yep.
He is, he's got deep pockets.
Mm-hmm.
He previously dated reality star Adrian Maloof.
Yep.
From Real Housewives. He's worth, as you said, millions, over $100 million, and he loves wild animals. Those
and
are the
he looks
we know
really good with his shirt off.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, so he likes older ladies with blonde hair. We've established that because Adrian Maloof, older, like, she's, like, what, pushing 60? And he's, what, 29?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's 40. I didn't realize Rebel Wilson was 40.
I didn't either.
But remember the whole fudging of her
age? Yes! Oh, my God, yes! She's actually, like, 60! Now, what was the reality?
I think the reality is that she's 40, but she was trying to say that she was younger.
Yeah, like, and there she was 33 or something.
Uh-huh.
Right? Do you remember all that?
Mm-hmm. Not well. But yes. I mean, that all rings bells.
So he likes him a little older. And she is in his, because I'm on his Instagram, he has some stories with the two of them glamming out together and being on a balcony with his shirt off. And she's like getting all up in that.
So, I mean, we don't know a lot right now. Oh my gosh.
What?
I'm sorry. I just saw him with his shirt off.
Right? Hi.
Ooh.
I hope he likes older men too.
Wow.
Something goes wrong in this relationship.
Hey,
call me.
Hello.
call me maybe.
So let's talk this through. I mean, what would be the hallmarks of a publationship? that we would be looking for.
Well, he's...
I'm not seeing many yet, is all I'm saying.
Why do you say that?
Well, because...
When you say pub... Okay, so maybe clarify terms a little bit. What do you mean by what you're saying?
Well, so, like, when I think of hallmarks of a true publicationship, we see perhaps some sponcon. We see that somebody has something to gain or promote, typically. And I don't know. I haven't done that digging to know. She's not promoting anything truly.
She has. You have to remember, though, she has been in headlines a lot lately. And I feel like that's not just random.
Yeah.
And her headlines were all about like her dramatic weight loss. And now all of a sudden, she just happens to have this
hot,
dashing, hot,
sexy
American heiress.
Great looking.
Error.
I mean, that's no mistake. Okay.
Who also has his own line of brewskis that he's making with, by the way, the offspring of the Mondavi
vineyards.
Vineyard people and some other random guy who seems like he came from a very privileged background. I think the jury's still out.
I agree with you, but we, you know what? Here's what I will say. We will stay publicationship aware with these two. We are on the case, and we will continue to let you know as this is a developing story, is what I am saying. We're on it, though. Don't worry about it. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, what weird piece of celebrity stuff do you own? 651-641-1071. Bradley Trainer has Zac Efron's pants. After this.
It's true.